Well, as farmers in eastern Australia grapple with drought, the added threat of fires and storms has led to concerns that their crops are becoming too risky to be insured. A report by a global brokerage firm is warning that farmers and insurance companies are both ready to walk away from crop insurance. That could leave the $29.3 billion industry almost completely exposed, as Gavin Coote reports.
For David Seeley, growing crops has brought one problem after another in recent years. Before drought hit his farm near Narrabri in northwestern New South Wales, he'd only just recovered from a hailstorm which wiped out his entire crop.
We had about 4 inches in about 20 minutes and most of that was hail and it was pretty violent. It flattened every crop I had.
It brought a damage bill of $250,000, and because he hadn't taken out crop insurance, there was no way of recouping the loss.
I took it up the next year, but it was only fire and hail insurance, but we went straight into a drought, so it didn't do any good.
Crop insurance is relatively new in Australia and has been touted as a way of helping farmers recover money if their crop fails without having to rely on government disaster assistance. Depending on the policy, farmers can be covered for financial losses from certain disasters like drought or hailstorms, or for a combination under what's known as multi-peril crop insurance. But as the climate becomes more volatile, there are concerns Australia's $29 billion crop production may be too risky for insurers.
It's a feast or famine. We've had no rain or we've got storms or we've got dreadful fires, which is making it very, very hard for farmers or agribusinesses to even acquire insurance.
Paul Harvey is the Managing Director of Specialty Businesses at the insurance brokerage firm Gallagher's. It's released a report which warns of major climatic and economic headwinds, which could see both insurers and farmers abandon the crop insurance game altogether.
What we do need to see is more innovation in the insurance sector to work hand in hand with the farmer, the insurance broker and the insurance market.
Wayne Newton grows wheat on Queensland's Darling Downs and hopes if more farmers take up crop insurance, there's no reason why lenders should abandon the sector. But he thinks the federal government also needs to play a role in the industry, like in the United States, where crop insurance is subsidised.
In Australia, we're still keen to see if government would be involved in helping to kick off such a scheme. Probably not necessarily a direct subsidy, but there's a lot of incidental costs along the way.
While the government's previously ruled out subsidising such a scheme, those in the farming and insurance sectors hope it'll have a change of heart.
Gavin Coote reporting.